This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my chilly Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And I'm laughing because it's currently 42 degrees outside the window on my little thermometer thing right here. And for this area, that's a little chilly, but it might warm up here eventually, and we'll be back to summer. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on a third watch right now, I want to thank them for the job they're doing to keep America rolling along. And let's not forget about the over-the-road truck drivers and all the snowplow operators and sander operators out there, because there's snow up yonder. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And don't forget, you can find us on Facebook or on Twitter by going to @CaptainsAmerica, and boom, there we are on Twitter. Now, you can also check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, as he does almost all the time on a Wednesday, and unless he's feeling a little bit under the weather like he was last week, we've got retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Hi. Good morning, Captain. Yep, I'm on top of the weather, but, you know, I traveled a couple hours north, and you made me feel bad because I'm waiting for it to get up to 42 here in Tallahassee.
Yeah, it's what, 30-something?
Yeah, it is, and I had to clear ice off my windshield. That's a foreign substance to me these days, living on the Sun Coast.
Oh, boy. Okay, and you're up there, and let's say the pledge, and then we'll see what you're doing up there. You ready?
Ready to go.
I pledge allegiance,
To the flag
of the United States of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Okay, Colonel, explain what you're doing up there in Tallahassee.
Well, Captain, I'm up here. This is our Liberty Lobby Days with the Republican Liberty Caucus of Florida. And we do it every year. We took a year break because the Tallahassee and the Capitol pretty much shut down last year, sadly enough. But Florida's opened back up and the legislature's opened back up. So we got 2 days. We spent yesterday. We're going to wrap up today. But we're up here. We're lobbying, making known what we'd like, we the people here in the state of Florida, would like to see our legislatures accomplish and to get done in anticipation of what the governor has tasked them to do and what we're tasking them to do. And we're making some progress here, but not everybody casts a shadow up here, and it's cold, so it's probably good that I get to stand in the sun. But there are some folks up here that, like General Kellogg you had on earlier, that cast a pretty long shadow. And thank you very much having me have come on. I almost was going to say, hey, you don't need me. Just replay what the segment you had with General Kellogg. That was pretty good. But I enjoyed listening to that and a lot of the themes and things like that, even here in the state legislature play out there. And that's no mistake, because across the nation, we got We got certain things we have to take on. We got a fight that we're having to fight, and it's the good fight. You fight it on America's Third Watch every single day, and us folks out here up in Tallahassee and talking to local government officials and all that, we try to do the same thing through the Republican Liberty Caucus.
Well, we have a lot of friends up there in Tallahassee that are at work, so to speak, and one of them you'll probably run across is Bill Bunkley. He's up there somewhere with his organization.
He sure does. We had we had a couple folks join us at a reception last night. We had a number of legislatures that were with us and spoke to us. But, Keith Law from Family Christian Alliance was there. I've had him. I had a couple of speaking engagements down on the Sun Coast, so he traveled out from the opposite coast to be with us, as several will when we rally for the constitutional carry on Saturday, and he'll be joining us at that, as will some of the folks that were in the room last night. So I'm pretty excited about Saturday, but I'm pretty excited about wrapping up what we got going on here today. But I will look for him. I've heard him, great American, and I anticipate seeing him. And there's some other folks that are up there fighting good fights, and I anticipate seeing them out in the halls and about today.
Now, we got to talk about something military, and we got two or three different quick subjects to get across. We'll get to one right now real quick. The White House says that Russia could launch an attack on the Ukraine, quote, at any point, and no option is off the table.
You know, we hear that ad hominem from the administration and all that. We say, every time I hear it, I think, okay, for what purpose are you telling this? Okay, this is not like the reaction to COVID where you just try to make traction by just spreading fear. It's like, okay, what are you going to do? One, what have you done to prevent the potential outcome? And two, what are you going to do if something comes to pass like that? And, you know, it's like I was saying during the break, Putin has got, he's holding all the cards here. And we know it. He knows it. And that's unfortunate because he's laughing off because whether there's any reality there or not, it's just the fact that it's hanging out there and he's able to do it. It means that we are pretty powerless, and we've got a pretty powerless administration, a pretty powerless president.
Okay, hold that thought, Colonel. We'll be right back with the Colonel, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And by the way, Russia just moved some more forces close to the border with Ukraine, and tanks too. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right, Jeff, thank you very much. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Moss Nissan. Remember, Moss Nissan, several dealerships in the area and another one coming. And it's amazing to me how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, up and down the Upper Midwest, all the way out west as far as Phoenix, Arizona. Yep, you heard me right. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service, and they'll do whatever it takes because they want to be the best auto dealer in the country. Now, it all starts with Moss Care. It gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss. They've got several hundred new and pre-owned vehicles at all times at their dealerships. Now, clean trade-ins? Got them. And boy, are they commanding a great resale price. And you can upgrade your ride now because depending on the condition of your vehicle, if it's in good condition, it might be worth 35% more than the Blue Book value that you're looking at. How about that? So remember, Moss Nissan, the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, all get a great deal offered to them. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue here in Tampa, and the all-new Moss Nissan being built as we speak on State Route 50 in Brooksville ought to be open in about a month or so. And keep it right here because we'll tell you, because we're going to be up there for the grand opening. You can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because when you get in there, you never know what might happen next. All right, back to United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, who is up in Tallahassee, Florida today, where it is below freezing, did you say?
It was. I had four substances called ice I had to take off my window.
Ice on the windows below 32, you betcha. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, I could have traveled up to Michigan. I'd still be locked in on America's Third Watch, and I am a happy recruit in the captain's army.
All right, we're happy to have you, believe me. All right, now, we had this incursion. A U.S. Navy destroyer had a close encounter with a Chinese aircraft carrier in the South China Sea, and as a result, the crew of the Navy destroyer is wearing that like a badge of honor. How about that?
Yeah, I read that. That's interesting. It's of course, there's been a number of things like that, both in the air and all that, with the Navy destroyer. But you know, about a week ago, we had the Navy brass that were up in front of Congress, and they took some flack there for not being prepared for these things. But, you know, where the rubber meets the road, the troopers out there, the Navy out there manning these things, you know, they remain on America's watch out there everywhere in the world. And so, yeah, what would you expect? When you start not hearing that kind of talk from our folks serving, then I start to get worried. But as long as we got that, regardless of what those their elected officials are doing in our nation, there's still hope for America. We got it.
Yeah. Now, I mentioned when we went to break that Russia has, in fact, moved more troops westward towards the Ukrainian border amidst these new tensions that are out there. They've also moved some tanks along with them, and they've threatened to put troops in Venezuela and Cuba.
Yeah. That's amazing. You can't take your eyes off that. But, you know, that kind of troop maneuver and stuff like that, that's been going on for a couple of years, so we really don't know what to make of it. But that sense that we are not in control, and I'm not so sure we ever really are, but the sense that Putin is in control is something a little bit daunting, and we don't know what to do. We don't know what to anticipate. So we haven't really seriously discussed, well, what can you do? What would you do? And I don't think we've done what we needed to do to have prevented the kind of position that Putin's happily put himself in, where he can kind of call the shots. And every time he moves a tank battalion several kilometers this way or that, we react, and we are in a reactionary mode, without doubt.
Well, I can tell you that we don't know what our fearless leader is going to do, because I call him the wimp in charge, because the guy just, he's lost all respect from just about anybody around the world that you want to talk to. I mean, they just talk behind the scenes about him, and they're laughing at him.
Yeah, I just about everything, that every national security issue. I was watching an interview earlier. It was with as a congresswoman out of New Mexico, and she'd interviewed a mayor down in Panama. And this guy was like screaming, saying, hey, the American administration needs to get more serious about this. Look what they're doing. He was talking about the incredible upsurge, mm-hmm. and the number of nations of people that are passing through his city, mm-hmm. in Panama, and most of them on their way from there up north. And he's powerless to do anything about it, and it's the problem he's having to deal with. He says, it's gotten worse in the last couple of years. He says something like on order of this year already, 80,000 some people, and the kinds of countries, you mentioned a couple of them, Cuba, Venezuela, Somalia, folks that are moving through Central America on their way through Mexico up to here. And it's an amazing thing when you have Central American leaders and mayors of cities down there that are taking our administration to task for not taking the influx and the crazy influx of illegal immigrants seriously. You know, when that happens, hey, you're being taken to task by a mayor in Panama, and you're the leader of the free world, the United States of America. Something is not right.
I know, and we know what it is, because yesterday Joe Biden's team said that they think they found the problem. You ready for this?
Let's hear it.
It's just that poor old Joe needs a new communication strategy, that's all. They just need to explain him better than they have so far by trying to hide him as much as they can. But the message that he gives has to be given directly to the politicians or directly to the people, and then he goes back into wherever he was back at.
Oh, the genius of it all. Well, maybe another weekend in Delaware this weekend reflecting on his messaging, and I'm sure he will come out with a press conference next Monday. That will be a beautiful message, and all will be right in the world.
Well, look, you and I both know here that the Democrats are damned if they do and damned if they don't when it comes to Biden and it comes to Kamala Harris. If they write him all the way to 2024, it's going to be a nightmare 3 years for both of them in the country, and the people will never want to vote for Democrats ever again. Maybe that's where we're going. I don't know. But if they try,
you know, I was first of age, and the first president I was able to vote for, because I was age, was President Ronald Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very familiar with what happened during the Carter malaise. But, you know, someone remarked that it took at least 3 or 4 years before we reached that point. I've never in my lifetime, and I'm hard-pressed historically, to find where we had at the one-year mark to have an administration that this sense of malaise and even amongst his own party this way. It's unprecedented. It really is. And so it's no wonder the Democrats are really reaching out for straws to find out, okay, what are we going to do? Because we can't go to Joe. He isn't going to be our savior. And we don't think in the next couple of years that things are going to get better because he's given no indication it will happen. What do we do now?
Well, that's true, and people will never want to vote for Democrats ever again if this keeps going the way it goes, because even if they try to ease him out before then, they have no real backup except for Kamala Harris, who's also a professional gaffmeister. How's that? And she may even be less popular than Biden is, if that's possible, but they're also touting, get this, touting Hillary Clinton and her vast experience. But if she comes back and runs for office, I'm going to make a bet right now she'll get crushed at the ballot box.
Well, I would think so. But, you know, she's always lived an alternative universe in thinking. And, of course, you know, she came out thinking that she had an election stolen from her in 2016. And she did it. It was self-inflicted, just like the Democrats are doing to themselves now. And so they're paying a price for mistakes that they've made. And Hillary just doesn't seem to have learned, at least what we're hearing. It'll be very curious. I say, bring it on. Let her waste the time and energy. Let the Democratic Party put energy behind saying, hey, Hillary in 2024, and see how that goes. And then in the meantime, that hopefully will enable the conservatives that are Republicans to not go center, not go left of center, but to say, hey, now is our time to seize the opportunity to make right by the nation.
All right, folks, we'll be right back with more. Our Colonel Wright has decided that he wants to stick around and help us out here with one more segment because we've got a lot of stuff to talk about. And being how he's up in Tallahassee, we're going to talk about Nikki Fried, the Secretary of Agriculture, when we come back, because she has just absolutely done something that, in my opinion, is disgusting and downright just unbeneath the office that she holds. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pushing the narrative of nationalizing elections, Senate Majority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer told lawmakers Tuesday they're going after the 60-vote filibuster rule in order to get the legislation passed. The John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act and the Freedom of Vote Act are needed, as Schumer accused state-level Republicans of trying to take away the vote from younger, black and brown, elderly, minority, and low-income voters. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin at a press conference says there are already laws on the books to prevent what Schumer is talking about.
The laws are there, the rules are there, and basically the government. The government will stand behind them and make sure they have the right to vote.
AT&T and Verizon announced Tuesday they will delay this week's scheduled rollout of 5G cellular signals near some airports due to concerns from the aviation industry. The concern is the 5G spectrum is too close to the airline landing computer systems and could create delays or even worse. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right. Thanks very much, Jeff. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot over at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking for the past 7 years, and I take it because of the injuries that I suffered that create problems for me. And rather than taking Mobic and Flexerol, I take something that is 100% drug-free, and it works just as good. Now, Relief Factor is part of my integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation and swelling over time, because that's part of the problem that I have. But the combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help to support and even lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problems are that you've got going on. And it works for me quite nicely. Thank you very much. Now, it is 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, something your body needs to have anyway. So, go over to the website they gave me. It is relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And sign up for the $19.95 3-week quick start. There's no clubs to join, no hidden charges, no nothing. $19.95 for the 3-week quick start gets it all started. And you'll know by the end of the third week if it's going to work for you. And then you go on automatic delivery every month. Now, I will tell you that it takes about 3 days to get the product. And when you take it, you can tell me thank you afterwards, because it works. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Okay, back to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and up there in Tallahassee. And good morning again, Colonel.
Hey, good to be with you, Captain, as always.
Colonel, I got to mention Nikki Fried, who is our Secretary of Agriculture, and she was elected under very strange circumstances because she's another one that got a whole bunch of votes that suddenly showed up out of Palm Beach County and changed the way things were and beat the person that was leading her, which was a Republican. And there's a lot of discussion about that thing down there because of what happened to the supervisors of elections at the time. They're gone, by the way. The people that ran that election when she got elected. But anyway, she has been calling our governor, referencing him in his actions to that of Adolf Hitler. Now, I'll tell you what, I think it's a disgusting accusation, and I think she should be reprimanded if there was a way to reprimand her. So here's what we're going to do. She's running for governor, right?
Right.
She's not running for Secretary of Agriculture again, as far as I know, right?
That's correct.
So, she's going to be one term and you're done, so to speak, because there ain't nobody in her right mind going to vote that woman back into office, especially the gun owners, because of what she's done and still continues to do to the people that are trying to apply for concealed carry permits. I have a listener to this show, a Marine Corps dad who's got two sons, and one of his sons honorably discharged from the Marine Corps, no problems in his record, nothing, perfect record. 2 years later, he still can't get his permit.
It's fine, Captain. Yeah, two of the things you mentioned have to do with this Nikki Fried. One, in addition to the ludicrous comments she made, hey, if you talk about racism, that doesn't play well. We'll just throw out Adolf Hitler. That seems to be a go-to thing. It's so kindergartenish, and in addition to being just an atrocious thing to do. But two things you talked about. One was her election to be Secretary of Agriculture, which, of course, in the state of Florida gives her authority over licensing and to include gun licensing, mm-hmm. which is a terrible thing to put in the hands of a progressive Democrat, which she's got then. Hopefully she's toast right there. But we have been talking up here at our time in Tallahassee yesterday and today about making sure that we true the vote so that across the state, everywhere, that we don't have and we can have confidence everywhere, to include Broward County and her neck of the woods of Florida, mm-hmm. that is not the reason why she's able to garner votes and get elected, despite being a pretty lame candidate for any office on that. But of course, gun rights and our right to self-defense is front and center, part of what we're talking about these weeks. So on two key things you're talking about right there, even if we don't mention Nikki Fried's name, the things that she puts her fingers into and has caused great consternation amongst those of us that want to treat the Second Amendment as not a second-class civil liberty, but want at the forefront is certainly at the front of our minds here. So, yeah, I'm glad I'm not eating breakfast yet because you mentioned Nikki Fried, you thought they'd off, you were spoiled by appetite.
Well, we are exercising our First Amendment rights about someone who's trying to take our Second Amendment rights away from us.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And that's what the problem is. So anyway, I'll let that lay where it is. All right. Now, I've got a generic congressional ballot in front of me, which is very interesting because it shows me that there's been a complete turnaround here. If the election were held today, 48% of likely U.S. voters would vote for Republicans, while 39% would vote for Democrats. That's a 9% favorability to the Republicans. Now, this is a 14-point swing. In the last 6 months, 14 points.
Yeah, that's funny. I saw Elizabeth Warren on of all stations as a CNN. She's on CNN, and she was being confronted with some misinformation, and she tried to laugh it off. She did her old whatever Native American laugh that she's got, tried to laugh it off, and they weren't going to have anything to do with it because even Elizabeth Warren and mainstream media folks like CNN, it's inescapable. You can't get away from that. You've got to deal with it somehow. And on our side, the conservative side, I just hope that too many people may talk to stock and say, hey, will this allow me to be waffly and I can be a little bit left of center? No. Know what you're all about. Know what your principles are. And by golly, do just like what Representative Sabatini talked about last night. Go great guns. Stick with the principles. Go on the offense. Don't allow the Democrats to be on the attack. It's time for us to seize the day, seize the initiative, use this advantage, and don't let it go.
Well, I'm going to talk about something you and I talked about on that Zoom feed that we had the other day.
Right.
We had thought that maybe with the troops coming back from Afghanistan the way that they did, that there would be an increase in suicides amongst the troops coming back from Afghanistan. Now, thank God, that has not materialized. But what's materialized is the Texas National Guard down on the Mexican border, and their suicide rate has gone up dramatically. And I think you and I figured out what's going on there. It apparently is because when these people leave their jobs to become a National Guardsman, they take a huge pay cut. Normally,
right.
It creates a problem at home where the wife can't get grocery money, and if she's not working, and this, that, and the other, and it's just a terrible situation. Creates unneeded pressure on the National Guardsman or woman, and there's got to be some way we can handle that.
I mean, you're exactly right. I spent two of my years when I was on active duty actually traveling around the nation training National Guard units. It was a team that I did that. We would go and we would train the brigade commanders and staff. We trained the Texas National Guard, the California National Guard. I actually traveled to Florida back then and traveled and did that. And then part of our discussion yesterday, we had the one of the policy directors for Governor Ron DeSantis. Had a lot of discussion about, well, what do you do with the National Guard? We looked at what's going on in Texas, because National Guard is filling the gaps of what either the administration is not doing to protect the border. And they've got certain skill sets that the active duty is stretched out. They got to do. So the National Guard has paid a huge price over the last decade or so. And so, yeah, we do need the money to store for that. Because these are guys that got other jobs, they've got families, they've got young kids and all that, and so it's got to be tended to. They're not robots, they're not machines, they're human beings, and that's got to be something that's got to be tended to. And I'm glad you brought attention to it, and I'm glad others are as well.
Well, it has to be, because it's a national tragedy. We've got to be able to help these young men and women get out of this. This war holder in, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see. Before we run out of time here, Verizon and AT&T are delaying the launching of their 5G in response to safety concerns from major airlines. It was actually shown to these political folks what happens when that 5G interferes with the aircraft and their altimeter.
Yeah. We're talking as if it's not tough enough being a pilot these days.
Yeah, 25 feet one way or the other could put you right in the ground real quick. Okay,
oh, yeah.
Colonel, I look forward to talking to you on Saturday when I see you. Have yourself a great day up here in Tallahassee, and don't take any wooden nickels.
All right, back at you, Captain. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. That's Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. He, of course, is our regular contributor on Wednesday mornings, and we appreciate him so very much. I'll be back.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning and news breaks. What you need to know, the place to go from 2 to 6 a.m. is the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. I'll see you there.
I wonder why he'll see us there. All righty. Thank you very much. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Remember, Dominic's Blinds and Decor is located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9 foot tall, red, white, and blue Uncle Sam and the American flag, too. You'll know you're in the right place. Now, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer as well. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, you can stop and see Jill and the gang in the store. You also can give them a call for service, set up an appointment for service by calling them at 941-922-2345. And remember, when you buy something at Dominic's Blinds and Decor and you're military or first responders, you get a discount on your purchase. So give them a call, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And check them out. You'd be glad you did. They're the best at what they do. And I'll mention it to anybody that wants to stack them up. You know, things are much brighter than they were, say, a week or so ago. Because of the COVID-19 cases and the fact that we now have solid numbers across the country in 34 states that have recorded a decrease in the cases in the recent days. Now, that doesn't include states that reported a single-day drop, according to the Epoch Times analysis. And it includes some of the states that saw huge Omicron-fueled increases, including New York, California, and Florida, which now are showing these decreases, showing that things are going in the opposite direction, which we told you they would to begin with, when everybody's going, oh, no, no, it's another, it's going to be this. No, it's not. Not even close. Now, Omicron is one of the newest variants of the COVID-19 Chinese communist virus. Other states that have seen fewer cases recently include Alabama, Delaware, Georgia, Louisiana, Nevada, North Dakota, Oregon, and Pennsylvania. Now, states in every region in the country right now are reporting fewer cases, and a smaller number have also seen a lower number of people being admitted to hospitals with or for COVID-19. Now, Omicron is the one that's more transmissible than the Delta variant was, which dominated the United States for several months last year. However, it causes a smaller percentage of cases that require hospital care or lead to death. Now, states saw a significant increase in positive tests with the emergence of Omicron late last year, in part because the COVID-19 vaccine provides little protection against infection from that particular strain. But if you come down with it and you've been vaccinated, it's not a big deal. It's only a big deal, from what we keep hearing, is if you have not been vaccinated. Now, it's hard to tell anymore who's really telling you the truth. It really is, because you've got little Dr. Fauci and his comments, and everything is just totally up in the air. One person will tell you one thing, another person will tell you another thing, and away you go. Hard to figure, as I said. Hard to figure. Now, with one of their own having tossed a wrench into the Biden administration's spendthrift Build Back Better agenda, and now two, and maybe more than that, Senate Democrat leadership is pivoting to the fear-mongering mode about non-existent voting right inequities and what they want to do to dismantle the filibuster. Charles Chucky Boy Schumer is actually going to bring that thing up for a vote without having the votes to pass it. Now think about this for a second. What's the purpose of that? To say, well, look what I did. What is the purpose of that? Or is there some other purpose that we don't know about? Because he just doesn't have the votes. So it's not going to go through. So we're going to be able to say, well, Chucky, you tried it. Didn't work. Now give it up. But is that going to happen? Don't know. Don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But I'll tell you this much. He's making a big mistake by bringing that up. He really is a big mistake by bringing that up. And he's going to pay for it. Because it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So we'll see what happens. All right, I think we've got, whoop, what happened there? We had a caller. Okay. All right, I'm going to go to the caller that's on the line here in a minute. So hang on, because I had another caller there,
And I think it was our friend Brandon Rhymes, but oh well. So I want you to consider this question. If the right to vote is the cornerstone of our democracy, then how can we in good conscience allow for a situation in which the Republican Party can debate and pass voter suppression laws at the state level with only a simple majority vote, but not allow the U.S. Senate to do the same? Now, that's what Chuck Schumer is trying to do. He's trying to get this down to a simple majority, 51 votes. But he doesn't even have the 51 votes. He doesn't even have the 51 votes. So, trying to pass something that isn't going to pass is actually going to wind up backfiring on him. Watch and see. Okay, and the 20th, Thursday, I'll be at a rally, Pinellas County, over there at the judicial complex where the jail is and the county courthouse is and all that, 5 to 8 p.m. I'm one of the speakers. And then Saturday, I'll be in Bradenton at the American Legion Post 24 for a Second Amendment rally if you want to stop by. But right now, get ready. We're going to have 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa. Go.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Does Chuck Schumer care about him? No, he doesn't care. The left doesn't care about you or me or your family or anything. You're in the way. I told you 1,000 times they want to run you over. They don't care about the cops. Have you ever seen a Democrat say, God bless our cops? And no, they don't. They hate you. They hate me. All they love is the money that they're getting. And where's Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham saying, who's the idiot letting these illegals in across the border? Because they're all on the same payroll. They're all on the same payroll. They want cheap labor. Okay? Here's Fauci and all you idiots shutting your state down while they're making a fortune off you. And then they're letting illegals come in here. Donald Trump finally got tough enough and said, Mitch McConnell's a loser. Took him 6 years. I knew the first day when he was in up before he got in office, he was a loser. Toughen up, Donald. I heard when you called him a loser. That was your first. You better wake up. You're surrounded by Judases over there. Okay? That's what they are. They're all sellouts. They sold us out. They sold the American people out. They're all on the Chinese payroll. Okay? It's a disgrace. No, we have voting rights here, and anybody, you just cheated and got Joe Biden, but that's not good enough. You want to cheat some more, Schumer. That's
say goodnight, Todd.
You're a disgrace, Schumer. Say goodnight. Let's go to work.
All right. Thank you very much, Todd, because you ran right up against the clock, but that's okay. I wanted you to do that so you had your minute. Okay, folks. We'll be back tonight with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we continue to have a lot of fun here talking to people all around the countryside. Remember, it's all about we the people. God bless America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.